Our locker room chats continue here on KMZA as we talk Wetmore basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Irene Kiefer. And coming off a ball game last night, Coach, a tough one, losing at home to Onega 44-37, a team you're very familiar with. You saw them at the beginning of the year. You'll get them another time at the end of the season as well. You know, what was different in this matchup maybe compared to that first one back at the beginning of the year?
On our end, just the, you know, when we first played them, it was our very, very first game of the year. Again, with the team, nobody had played with each other before. I really didn't understand the team that much. So just the familiarity with each other, we really got that going. I mean, our offense started pretty hot. And then with Onega, you know, just we've seen them play a couple of times. We've watched their film. They're a smaller school like us. So like I said, just getting used to it, seeing what they were doing and us getting more comfortable, it made it a lot closer this time around than it was the first time.
Last time, you know, you came out of the TVL tournaments after picking up a victory over Blue Valley. You took a loss to Valley Heights. And then, of course, most recently, Tuesday night against Onega. Now you get set for Washington County coming up on Friday. You know, what's the scouting report look like for this Washington County team? What kind of ball game can you ultimately expect Friday?
I think it's going to be another fast-paced game. You know, we met with them in the TVL tournament, and they have a very small squad like we do. I believe they have, like, 7 players, and that's about what we're down to as well in our varsity. So just fast-paced up and down the court. We have to take care of ourselves defensively. We get into quite a bit of foul trouble. We want to be aggressive, but, you know, we also got to play to what the refs are giving us. And we just got to keep our offense rolling. Like I said, we did great last night against Onega. We stalled out the third quarter, and that's ultimately what was our downfall. But as long as we can just keep going and just, you know, transition basketball, I think we got this.
Yeah, Washington County in the TVL tournament getting that win 57-34. So it wasn't that long ago that you saw this team. Do you take much from that original meeting just a couple of weeks ago in terms of watching the film there and trying to make those proper adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, we no doubt underestimated them. A couple of players, you know, they were thinking of the team from the years past, and, you know, every year it's a different team. So, you know, like I said, it was underestimating them, being a little overconfident. But at the same time, you know, we know what to expect now. We know the mistakes we made. We've seen how they play. We know what their players' strengths are and what their team's weaknesses are. So we just exploit those weaknesses and keep hammering on with our strengths. You know, it should be a lot better this time around. I'm really pretty optimistic about it.
That is Irene Kiefer, Wetmore girls basketball coach, joining us, getting another crack at Washington County coming up on Friday night. Then they'll turn around with a couple of games next week against Troy and Lynn. And then, hard to believe, just a few weeks left here in the regular season. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.